This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and five specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Chances are, with the frigid temperatures, you might be curling up inside right now, but that doesn't mean that you can't plan a great outing for the near future from the comfort and warmth of your own home. Chicago Restaurant Week kicks off Friday, and it's actually longer than a week. It runs through February 4th. More than 400 restaurants across the city are taking part, offering up reasonably priced prefixed menus for brunch, lunch, and dinner. So, where should we eat? We spoke with Louisa Chu and Monica Eng, co-hosts of the Chewing Podcast, to hear their top picks and suggestions for the best budget eats during the event. Monica started off by reminding us what Chicago Restaurant Week is and why we have it now.
These are traditionally very slow weeks for Chicago restaurants because who wants to go out in below zero weather? But this is a way to really entice people back into the restaurants with really cool deals and sometimes experimental dishes that restaurants want to try out. And, you know, a chance often to eat at a place that maybe you thought was out of your price range.
Yeah. Well, Louisa, what is the price range this year?
So there's actually three. There's $25 brunch, $25 lunch. The top range is a $59 dinner. And then a few places have a $42 dinner.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, and how much have those prices changed in the past few years? Or were these kind of roughly the numbers we've been working with?
You know, they've bumped up over the years, but what hasn't? I mean, really.
That pesky inflation.
Inflation. But it's like when you dig deep into the menus, like I love to do as a menu reading nerd, you realize that, like, that's a deal. And you kind of figure, and I had to call and check and contact a few chefs and restaurateurs to say, like, is this right? Are all these included for the $25? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Wow. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the effects of not just inflation, but like the pandemic, right? Because we saw over the last few years, I mean, I've had you both on this program talking in different ways about how COVID just impacted so many restaurants and eateries in the past few years. I mean, how is the event doing now, though, Monica?
Well, they're still digging out. We're not quite back up to the same levels, but I think this was the year when people were returning. People were finally feeling more comfortable back in dining rooms. But I hear from Chew Chicago that they have 30 more than they've ever had. So I think about 430 restaurants. So in terms of participation by restaurants, they're doing really well. We'll have to see how many people actually make their reservations. But, according to Chew Chicago folks, it's looking up.
That's a positive sign, right, Louisa? Adding more restaurants?
Yes, I think so. But also, you know, especially when I look at where the participating restaurants are, we have to remember, it's a privilege to be able to participate because, you know, we are still, you know, pretty lacking on the south and west sides for restaurants that can participate because margins are thin, as, you know, we've said, with inflation. And so not everybody can offer like a really good deal to get people in the door. So, you know, we have to remember that too.
Yeah. Well, to that end, let's talk more about the list this year, Louise. I mean, what are your thoughts overall? Any surprises of some places that made the list?
Not surprises necessarily. I think that it's you know, again, nice that there is a pretty good representation in the city and suburbs, actually.
Okay.
And, you know, so there's, you know, quite a few locations of, for example, Beatrix that, you know, have locations not only in the city and suburbs. And, like, especially if you're out shopping and looking for some of those, like, post-holiday deals, you know, like, look into those and grab those while you can.
Yeah. Anything to add, Monica, about this year's list? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there are a few new ones that that have joined up, and there are a few that I always love, you know, the way I do it is like, okay, I never really feel like I could afford this restaurant, but I could go for lunch. And I've never been to Gene and Georgetti's, if you can believe it. We have this thing called Never Have I Ever. I was going to do, like, I've never been, but I could go for lunch for $25 if you don't get a three-course meal.
I'm surprised you haven't been, Monica.
I know. It's like such a Chicago thing.
You've been everywhere.
yeah. But, you know, and then I love that Nomi. If you want like a great view, you can eat at Nomi for lunch for $25 up there in the Park Plaza Hyatt.
Hyatt.
There. Mm-hmm. Or at Cindy's in the Athletic Club on the 13th floor, you can get a lunch. And so I kind of love that. And I was surprised to see those.
Yeah, love Cindy's. Really mm-hmm. enjoyed my time there a couple months ago. Restaurant Week, we know it's run by Choose Chicago, Monica. And just this week, we got news that its leader, Lynn Osmond, is stepping down at the end of this month. So what does that all mean? What can we take away from that?
Well, yeah, I mean, at first I was like, oh my gosh, is everybody leaving Chicago's big marketing arms? Because, you know, Michael Fosnacht of World Business Chicago announced that he was leaving. I was wondering, are all these folks who were Lori Lightfoot people leaving? She said it was a health issue in her family. So she'll be stepping down. But, you know, she oversaw the biggest hotel season of Chicago history in terms of income. And you can also say that Taylor Swift and the Queen Bee had something to do with that. But she was, you know, seen as bringing Chicago back. And so I think a lot of people are disappointed to see her go, but they will be naming a new person. But she'll stay here through the end of the month to at least part of Chicago Restaurant Week.
So let's get into some more recommendations. Monica's already given a few. Louisa, why don't you pick it up with brunch spots that you recommend mm-hmm. folks check out?
Yeah. And I'll mention, too, is that we're going to have a full list of our top five picks at the Trib posting online next week, as well as in print on Wednesday.
Nice.
And so my pick for brunch, this is one of those where I was like, I did a double take. Bronzeville Winery, their brunch is $25 and it includes three courses, three dishes that are basically, if you were to add up what they are normally on their menu, is like double. So you save like practically $25 for an avocado toast course with hot chili crisp, a shirred egg dish, which is baked in their tomato sauce. And then also, yes, Chef Lamar Moore's chicken and waffles with his hot sauce guest streak, which is, you know, the sweet and sour sauce,
mm-hmm.
and buttermilk waffle with, of course, warm maple syrup and butter. So I was like, wait a minute. If I did, I literally messaged him on Instagram, like, is this right? Is this the three courses, three? And he's like, yep.
For $25.
$25.
Wow.
$25.
I'm going.
So, yes, I know. It's a secret just amongst us. And
yeah.
So I say that when you're there, you know, the other thing that you really want to look at is the really beautifully curated wine list by Derek C. Westbrook. And so the amount that you save, I suggest pairing it with a glass or bottle of the Cherlan, which is an extremely rare champagne house that's black owned by Westside native and former legendary basketball player Isaiah Thomas. And that house is actually based in Chicago, but it's Champagne from the Champagne region of France.
Love that so much. Monica, any brunch spots you can add?
For sure. Floriole. I always love their quiche. They've got this, like, you know, 5-inch deep quiche, it seems like. And that's wonderful. $25 quiche there, or Daisy Po' Boy. I was looking at Piccolo Sogno.
Yes.
So many places that
you chose Piccolo Sogno and Taste of Cuba for lunch as well, right, Monica?
That's right. You know, it's wonderful in the summertime to go to Pink Latonia because I've got that great yard. But winter is also a wonderful kind of, you know, kind of bundle up place. Tamara in Uptown, wonderful Ethiopian mm-hmm. by Chef Tigist. Sinha Brazilian is also doing lunch. That's on, in the West Loop. Wonderful Brazilian place. Mia Francesca, Frontera Grill, Jay Parker, Marisol in Museum of Contemporary Art, mm-hmm. Bistro Nomique. So many. Wow. Like, you know, I want to just, it's hard, you know, for probably for you, Sashan.
Oh my gosh.
Every working stiff to get out for a three-course lunch. But this is sort of our inspiration to maybe get out for lunch one of these days.
Yeah, lunch is difficult for me. Lunch dates are always hard because I, you know, I'm here. I've got something to do at lunchtime. But I, you know, I can do a late lunch. That's mm-hmm. always possible. You know, Monica, I'm curious. I'm hearing from our producers that you have a strategic approach to Chicago Restaurant Weeks.
Well, it's first of all, don't go on the radio and tell everybody about your favorites until you've already made your reservation. I've done that.
Yes.
But, you know, for some people, it's I want to check out a new neighborhood. Okay, so let me find a place and then make this my destination, make the reservation so that I'll actually go. For other people, it's like, oh, I probably would never be able to afford Nomi or, you know, some of the other fancy places. And so I'm just going to go and have this lunch.
Ah.
For others, it's hey, you know what? This is a splurge and I'm going to do it. And and for others, it's, hey, yeah, I've just always heard about this place.
Yeah.
Or I want to try out, you know, eight Indian places. There's a whole Indian category this year, which I thought was great.
Oh, nice. Where are you eyeing for dinner, Louisa?
Oh, boy. A couple of places look really fantastic. So Parachute, which is the Korean-American restaurant that was recently reimagined by Chef Beverly Kim and her husband, Johnny Clark. And they've got a $59 dinner. But again, that's a double price value.
Yeah.
It is, you get a choice on four courses. And one particular course, and my mouth is watering just thinking about it, it is their grilled Boston mackerel, which is cured with bourbon barrel smoked sea salt.
Ooh.
And then it includes the complimentary banchan, you know, all of those Korean side dishes, which of course they make them all in house, and cooked to order rice. And that's just one course, which is really like 10 courses practically when you add in all of the little side dishes.
Yeah,
on
it's
there
a lot
too.
Of food.
So much food.
Yeah.
And I challenge you to choose between their strawberry pudding dessert or their s'mores popping stew with chocolate shaved ice and a toasted meringue and candied adzuki beans.
Yeah. We heard Monica say that she's made some of her reservations already. What about you, Louise? And do you have advice for folks listening? Are there spots that will run out of reservations quickly and so they should act now?
There are for sure. So some of the, you know, bigger names like Boca tend to book up kind of early. But, you know, I won't say anybody is necessarily booked up completely, although I would imagine that Daisy's is probably a pretty hot ticket
mm-hmm.
For their $59 dinner. Again, four courses, which includes one of them is a mussels pierogi. And then for dessert, you get a choice of three of their quote-unquote small sweets. But I've had the sweets there, and they're kind of like normal size, small for them. And then for the money that you have left over, you can get the Wiener Circle and, you know, collab Chicago-style hot dog croissant.
Yes, we tried that last week.
Weenie.
We tried that last week on Food Friday. It was lots of fun. Well, ladies, we've got to run. Thank you so much for checking in with us. Monica Ng and Louisa Chu, they're co-hosts of the Chewing Podcast. And Monica's a Chicago reporter for Axios. Louisa is also a food critic for the Chicago Tribune. Happy eating, folks.
This episode of the Reset Pod was produced and edited by Brenda Ruiz, with editing by Dan Tucker. We have conversations about restaurants, cooking, and food each week on Reset, so check them out at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again this afternoon.
name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.